This is the EWN Radio Network. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Hi, this is Steve. Welcome to A Healthier You here on Thriving Entrepreneur. Let me ask you a question. Are you healthy? Are you not healthy? You know, those are questions that everybody seems to have a definitive answer about. And it's amazing to me how many people that when you look at them, you would think their answer is, oh, yeah, I'm totally healthy. And yet there are often times when people who we would, from a physical appearance, identify as being healthy really aren't. But the one thing that we all know is what it feels like to be sick, to be unwell. We know what that affects our daily life, how hard it is to do everything when we're really, truly sick. But what a lot of us don't really understand is how sick we are on a daily basis without having a diagnosis for those things. What we need to discuss today is how much of an impact your health issues, especially the ones you don't even know you have, are affecting your business life. You can have a better business, a better marriage, a stronger life. You can deal better with your emotions. You can feel better. All of those kind of things are possible if you take care of your health. But here's the question. Why don't we? Some people, maybe it's because they don't understand. For other people, they have the knowledge of it, but they simply just aren't taking it seriously, or it's one of those things, you know, that you're going to get around to. But having the information isn't enough. What we need to do is be committed to living a healthy life. Now, I've talked to you guys some about the commitments Kathy and I have made together. You all know that together we are, over the course of the next couple of years, going to release 450 pounds total with both of us from our physical bodies because we want to be there to show up at the best we possibly can. We know all that extra weight is just not serving us. So what I need to do is bring some people as we're on this journey and as we're building our businesses that simultaneously we build our health. And I'm not a health professional, obviously. That's why I have to lose all the weight, right? And so I have some wonderful opportunities to bring some people to you. And I'm so blessed today. I'm joined by Dr. Judy Hinojosa. Judy is one of the most in-demand doctors for women's health issues in the entirety of the country. She is called on all over the country, so much so that not only is her practice local where she is, but she was actually just telling me she will help you over the phone. She knows how to do that. So we are blessed today to have Dr. Judy here with us to help us get a grip on and really overcome some of our health issues. Hi, Judy. How are you today?
Hi, Steve. I'm wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show. It's truly an honor to be part of this community and have this opportunity to share with others some of the knowledge I would like to share with our women listeners. So thank you. Thank you. I'm great. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So, you know, I've been blessed to have Kathy meet with you personally and know you on a personal level. But for people who don't know you, tell us a little bit about your background and what got you to this point.
Yes, of course. I'm a naturopathic physician, and I live in Tempe, Arizona. I own a natural health center, and I've been practicing for the last 7 years. And in my background, I also have a background in psychology. And my background originally, I come from Ecuador, South America. So I've been here in the United States for the last 17 years. And my main focus has been to really align myself with health and wellness. And that's what I do at the moment. I have a wellness center where I mostly treat women. That is my main focus of my practice. And I work on helping women become realigned, rebalanced. I help them reset that button to get their health back into full alignment and bring wellness and vitality back into their life. So my priority is to serve the population of women that are in need of help with their health, not only in acute management, but also prevention, which is a big part of managing our health.
That's so true. Do you find it pretty common that health is one of those things that we all kind of tend to avoid and just hope it goes away?
Yes, I do find that many of us are not looking at what is going on in our bodies. I think many people avoid their health or avoid talking about it, avoid actively seeking a practitioner. I think there's many reasons why this happens. I think one of the reasons why we see this is because we often wait until something really terrible has happened in our body for finally for us to do something about it. And we wait and wait until we have completely fallen apart in order to seek a practitioner. So waiting, as you mentioned earlier today, you were saying things are happening day to day. And this lack of awareness and being in tune with ourselves often lead us to developing chronic disease, chronic illnesses that have happened for many years. And we have not sought a practitioner or the right balance or coaching or guidance to provide us with what to do about it. So I think many people are avoiding it because they're not aware of their bodies. They're not aware of what's going on inside. And I find that teaching people on how to become aware of their body, being conscious about it, helps understand, helps them understand what's happening inside so they can make the right decisions.
What would you say is probably the number one symptom, if you will, of something that's going wrong in our health that we just take as part of normal life?
I think most people that I see in my practice, the main complaint and the chief complaint they come in with is low energy. Most of us are going around living and pushing ourselves from day to day with very low energy levels. And we just take that as granted. Many of us think we're getting older, so it's part of aging, or we make excuses. We didn't get enough sleep, or we create and adjust to a new way of being. But the lack of vitality and lack of health shows up for people with low energy, and we just adjust continuously. So many of us are walking around with extreme fatigue, and we're not able to perform and be our best, whether it's in our personal life, our business life, our career, our homes. We are not being our best because of the lack of energy that has come from dysfunction that has slowly been happening in our body due to lifestyle problems.
Lifestyle problems. So what do you think is the number one lifestyle thing that people we don't understand or we do wrong?
I think for most of us living in a highly Western society, in a fast-paced society, we're used to doing so much. We're used to taking on so much that we are not resting. We're not taking enough time to rest our bodies, and we are taking so much stress that we're not processing the stress. I think the lack of stress management is a big part that I see with most of my patients, that many of them might be aware of the right foods to eat, or might be moving their body, or might be taking the right nutritional supplementation, but they're still pushing themselves quite hard because of the lack of ability to manage that stress. And the stress turns into other problems. It shows up with anxiety, with mood problems, with lack of sleep, impacts their overall health and brain function. But I think overall is their lack of management of stress. We are taking on so much, but not properly releasing it. We're not doing the right active things to really go of that stress.
Oh, I can totally see that. I know that there are a lot of us, especially women out there, ladies, I know this is one of those hidden things you don't like to talk about, but how many of you sit up late at nights or wake up in the middle of the night and you're worried about something? And we all do it. So, you know, I mean, no judgment. But how much do you lose sleep over something that you cannot fix at 2 a.m.? You know, I mean, there's a bill that needs to get paid tomorrow. One of the kids has a project they're working on, what have you. And you're up, and I do it too. Every time we go to move, it's so funny, Judy. Every time we go to move, I will have packed the truck like 15 times in my sleep or sitting up not sleeping before we ever get to the move. It's like I'm exhausted before we ever start.
I think that's a pretty common thing to not live
our day when we're at that day, but to live the whole day that we're going to have tomorrow while we're sleeping tonight.
Yes, yes. And that is, sleep is such an important part of our health. It's such an important part of our wellness, of creating that vitality in our bodies. That's when we regenerate, when we rest, when we're able to reset our endocrine system, our hormones, to rest the brain, to detox. Not having the right quality of sleep really impacts our ability to function from day to day. And as you said, many of us women, I see many of the struggles being that we don't make ourselves the priority. We often take care of others. We're taking care of the children, of the family. As career women, we're taking care of our business or our education, but we're not consciously always present in our own bodies to make that right decision, to know what's best for ourselves and know that we are also the priority. We don't often fill up our cup before we're serving others, which I think is something that really gets missed in our society, that we must take care of ourselves in order to we can properly serve others.
I think that is just so true, because, you know, every time you get on an airplane, some of us have, I mean, lately it seems like I'm getting on an airplane constantly. They tell you every single time, in case of the lack of air, you know, blah, 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 and put the oxygen mask on yourself first before helping others.
Mm-hmm.
But especially as wives and moms, I see it all the time where, you know, not in reality, because I haven't been on any planes where they actually lost oxygen lately, but, you know, where in their day-to-day chores, you know, the moms are completely out of breath. They're starving for oxygen at an emotional level or in an energy level. And they're busy putting the mask on their kids, you know, doing for their kids. I get it. You know, I've got six kids. I mean, all but one of them's grown now, but I know how important that is. I was a single dad for like 5 years. So I get the concept of how much those poor little people need to get taken care of. But, you know, there comes a point in time where we have to realize, you know, if I don't take care of me, I'm not going to be here to take care of these little people. Or I'm in sick in bed. I mean, I'm not talking about you dying, but I mean, even if you just are down with the flu, it's really, really hard to get out of bed when you're really sick and drive the kids to school or make them a healthy meal. And, you know, that's, I think, a lot of times where the issues start creeping in, you know, where we buy the kids, you know, that fast food that we don't really want to feed them, but we don't feel well. And so it's just easier to just drive through McDonald's or something like that and throw a Happy Meal at them,
And the lack of having that full energy and vitality when we're tired, when burned out, we make not the best choices for our health. As you say, we're not making our meals, so we're doing the fast food. We're doing this cheaper or faster way, which is not always the best way to serve our bodies, to create that nourishment back into ourselves. And that often leads because we're caught into this spin, this wheel that it just keeps going and going of stress that we cannot get out of. And that leads to the wrong choices for our health. So it creates a bigger health problem, the wrong choices we keep making as we are trying to battle and manage the stress of living in life.
Well, we're going to take a little break there, and we're going to come back and talk to you about how to make some of the right choices in your life for your health. We'll be back right after these commercials.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. As some of you know, I'm blessed to work with my amazing wife, Kathy, and together we want to help you thrive. Our website is wehelpyouthrive.com. That's what we're passionate about. That is what we do. We help you thrive in both your life and your business. We are so excited to be bringing to you Thriving Entrepreneur every week, and we want to help you thrive in every aspect of your life and business. To show you how grateful we are for you listening to our show, and more importantly, to help you on your road as a thriving entrepreneur, I have recorded chapter one of my book, 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business. This chapter is about finding and following your passion. I wrote it with the intent of helping you find and develop your passion so that you will share your unique brilliance with the world. You know that we are created for a purpose, and we want to help you shine. So just for listening, we are giving you the expanded audio version of Chapter 1 of 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business, to have all you do be something that you are passionate about. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio and enter your name and email address. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio to hear about all our shows and to get your free gift today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, this is Steve, and I'm here with Dr. Judy Hinojosa, and we are talking about your health. Probably really honestly the most important part of your business, and probably the number one thing you don't ever think about in your business. You know, when you sat down at the first of the year or in October of last year and you were making your plan for all of 2015, did you think about what am I going to do to take care of my health? I mean, other than, you know, some of the dietary things that we do, I think there's so much. Like, for example, we were talking about in the last segment, how much sleep do you get? How much rest do you actually physically get? Not how long are you laying in bed worrying about stuff, but how much actual rest are you getting? And I think it'd be important in our planning, actually, to really put that in. This is the times I'm going to rest. So, Judy, if you can talk to us a little bit more about this whole concept, I always wonder, what is perhaps the biggest health issue that we could fix, but we just don't take serious?
Yeah, no, Stephen, that's a great question. I think for many of us, it shows up in our lack of management of stress. And for many people, the health issue is really chronic illness. Most of us, it slowly starts developing as the lack of energy, as the lack of brain function. And we're walking around with a lot of hormonal imbalances that we're not aware of. Many of our patients deal with a lot of thyroid problems and adrenal problems, which can lead to having a metabolism that slows down or is leading to lower function of our brain, lower energy, an inability to move through life with a flow and in the best manner. So I think for many of us, that not dealing with the stress is a big health problem, which leads to many other dysfunctions in their body. So for my women and my patients, I find that hormonal imbalances is one of the biggest health problems they're facing, and they're not aware that often what they're feeling is coming from this lack of dysfunction that has started from lack of management of stress.
That's really important. I mean, I know for Kathy, she went to doctors for years and years and years, and it turned out that her anemia was so severe that, you know, her red blood cells were, you know, about as small as they can get. And, you know, they did an iron infusion for her. Mm-hmm. And it's just made a world of difference in her capability to be able to have energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think many of us are so depleted nutritionally that we're not aware of what is going on in our bodies, and we don't take that extra step to figure out what is really happening inside of us. And knowing that we're not well, knowing that we're not physically in full alignment, not often take us in the right direction. And I find that many of my patients, when they come in to see me, their chief complaint might be feeling tired and having extra weight and not sleeping well. And when we start running panels, I start to see that many of my patients are actually quite depleted nutritionally. The lack of proper nutrition, proper supplementation is really having an impact in their bodies. And that's when we also find the hormonal imbalances. So many women are dealing with a combination of deficiencies that they're not aware of. So having proper assessments, proper understandings of what is happening inside their body can lead them to find out what is wrong with their body so they can fix it. And as you said, for Kathy, it was as simple as an iron infusion that needed to be balanced and be nourished back into her body. So I think being proactive to know what is happening inside individually within us is a step that many of us don't take until we're really sick. And I would highly recommend doing something before that happens. Doing your wellness checkups, understanding what is going on in your body, what is your unique deficiency that you must address for you, because everybody has differing needs and nutrition and supplementation and lifestyle arrangements. Everything is unique to who you are.
Yeah, I think it's so interesting these days, as we began this journey to become healthy people, and we really do look at it that way, as living a healthy lifestyle as opposed to some kind of diet or weight loss thing, how acutely aware I've become of the fact that I don't know that I was ever even really taught what good nutrition is. You know, I'm not sure. I mean, I just pretty well follow the plan of whatever anybody that I trust tells me, you know, because, my mind, I don't really know that I know how that goes. And I wonder how, you know, how many other people are in that ballpark where they just don't even really understand what good nutrition for themselves is.
Yeah. I think that's absolutely true. A lot of people don't have the right knowledge. A lot of people might have the desire to know what's going on in their body, but the lack of education or the knowledge to know what is best for their bodies is lacking. And we hear so many diets now, everybody writes a book or there's a diet that is best for all. But I find that is really about being very unique to each person. I mean, there's general guidelines of health and wellness that we must all follow, but understanding what is unique to your condition, if you have, let's say, chronic inflammation in your body, or you're dealing with fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue, you might need a different diet than the person that has osteoporosis. So there is a unique need of our body to replenish, to re-nourish the right nutrients. And most of this comes from our food, but many of us are not aware. I think this lack of education really for a lot of patients. And I find that once people understand what is wrong in their bodies, they always want to make the right choices. They want to go on and living. And if you show them how much better they can feel and how to fix it, many of us are going to jump in that opportunity to take on action. And I think that's the difference of why people succeed in terms of their health and their wellness, is that they are in action and they're committed to their health. They're actively working towards their health.
Yeah, I think all of us live in a place where we have one of two voices that are most prominent in our heads when it comes to quote unquote living healthy. You know, it's either A, the voice of our mom or our grandma who, I don't know about anybody else, but I've got one of those moms that's like, how are you doing with your weight? Here, would you like some cookies I made for you?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
Either have that person, or we have the other person who is like, who's like Kathy's mom, who, you know, eats like a bird and doesn't understand why, you know, why everybody doesn't just eat like half a sandwich today and then not be hungry the whole rest of the day, you know?
And we don't want to go into those extremes as well.
Are there any have-tos? Are there any, like, place to start basics that a person should be feeding into their body on a daily basis that maybe we don't do normally?
So a general guidelines for nutrition for my patients, I ask them to focus in absolutely having three meals a day. I think many of us are skipping breakfast. I think that's a big problem, that we start our days ready to take on the world, and we don't nourish our brain or our minds, our bodies, ourselves need of that nourishment. And I always recommend starting your day with a breakfast that is a high protein based breakfast, not a carbohydrate based breakfast. And the difference that we see when we do a high protein based breakfast with healthy fats. So, for example, doing an egg omelet with vegetables and avocados would be a much healthier breakfast versus having a bowl of oatmeal with milk and fruit. So it's a choice of understanding that the body is fueled. We fuel the brain, we fuel our energy through healthy fats and through healthy protein and absolutely vegetables. But I always find that most of my patients are missing the breakfast piece. We get up and get going, and we go hours without eating. And by mid-afternoon, we're tired and we can't focus. We can't handle the stress. And I find that just correcting their breakfast makes a quite a big difference for my patients. And often I recommend them to do healthy smoothies. So they can do a vegan protein shake and mix fruits and vegetables and coconut oil or chia seeds. And I have them blend this smoothie and drink it slowly during the morning or once. And it makes quite a big difference on how they perform throughout the day. So it's one of the simplest things you can do to change your food choices, and you will see actual changes and results through your whole day.
Is it pretty common that a lot of people find themselves not necessarily waking up feeling hungry and wanting to eat? Is that pretty normal?
It is pretty normal. It actually is pretty normal that a lot of us don't wake up with hunger, and our metabolisms function and work differently. And I don't normally recommend waking up and eating right away. I normally recommend waking up, taking your time, and normally within the first 2 hours of waking up is when we should start nourishing our body. But it is pretty common that many of us don't feel the hunger. I find that often that also happens because we're going to, when we at dinner time, we're going to bed sometimes pretty close to the time of eating. So we're having dinner late at night, and then we just fall into bed and within an hour or so. And that creates a challenge to our bodies because we're digesting all those foods, and the body at nighttime is not supposed to be working so hard on digesting meals, but it's supposed to be working on healing and regenerating. So having too large of meals at night and too late at night also sets off that pattern that we wake up not feeling as hungry. So we're nourishing our body almost at the wrong time. So my advice is to eat a lighter meal and have a lighter breakfast, but make it a breakfast that is more focus on nutrition in terms of protein and fats versus carbohydrates.
Wow, that helps a lot. I really appreciate that. We've talked a little bit here with you about the kind of things that you can do to be healthy, some of the things you avoid when it comes to your health, a lot about getting management on your stress and things like that. And I want to talk even more about some of those health issues that especially women face. And we're going to deal with that here in just a minute when we get back from this commercial break.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. and once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. As some of you know, I'm blessed to work with my amazing wife, Kathy, and together we want to help you thrive. Our website is wehelpyouthrive.com. That's what we're passionate about. That is what we do. We help you thrive in both your life and your business. We are so excited to be bringing to you Thriving Entrepreneur every week, and we want to help you thrive in every aspect of your life and business. To show you how grateful we are for you listening to our show, and more importantly, to help you on your road as a thriving entrepreneur, I have recorded chapter 1 of my book, 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business. This chapter is about finding and following your passion. I wrote it with the intent of helping you find and develop your passion so that you will share your unique brilliance with the world. You know that we are created for a purpose, and we want to help you shine. So just for listening, we are giving you the expanded audio version of Chapter 1 of 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business, to have all you do be something that you are passionate about. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio and enter your name and email address. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio to hear about all our shows and to get your free gift today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, this is Steve. I'm here with Dr. Judy, and we've been having an incredibly great conversation surrounding your health. One of the things that Judy has mentioned several times is managing your stress. How many of you started stressing out when she started talking about managing your stress? I think it's so true. But I think maybe that's one of the, if not possibly the most undertaught and talked about things is managing our stress, or even realizing how stressed out we are. Would you say that's true?
Absolutely. I think we are so unaware of how stressed we are because we're used to being in this fast-paced life where it requires us to constantly be in a place of doing versus just being. And if you think of us, we're human beings, but we're always doing. So we are constantly in the place of action, which we don't create enough boundaries for ourselves to know when to slow down, when do we need enough rest. We're often not in tune on what our physical, mental, emotional needs are for our health. So we are constantly caught up in this big ball, big wheel of stress that we cannot get out of. And most of us are not even aware of it. You might hear often that people say, my health is great. And then suddenly they go on vacation, and that's when they get sick. And I commonly hear that from patients. And what happens is we were going, and our body was not allowed to rest until that vacation came. And we took that break, and then the body finally goes, I can take a deep breath now. And now I'm going to show you what's underneath. I'm going to show up with what needs to be addressed or fixed. So in that place of constantly doing and not resting, we are breaking down our bodies slowly day by day until it shows up, whether in that place of rest or it's just going to show up regardless. But this is one of the biggest health problems I find my patients have, is not managing or coping with the stress or not even being aware of their stress.
Well, and you mentioned vacation. Because we just got back from vacation a couple weeks ago, I heard so many people talk about it after we got back, and I think it's so true. I think a lot of us, we take vacations, but we don't actually stop on vacation either. You know, vacation becomes just a different version of run, rush. How much can I cram into 24 hours? I've heard the phrase so many times, you know, now I need a vacation from my vacation.
yes, we often hear that. And I think we often hear that because we are not creating enough space within every day to allocate time for our rest, to have transitions, to have breaks, to allow ourselves to decompress. And for managing our stress, often we need to first be aware of that stress, but also talk about it. I think a lot of us keep that stress inside and we're not able to properly discuss what it is or in a safe place talk about it and let it go. And many of us need to let it go, whether it's through conversation or through flowing, moving our body, whether it's yoga or stretching or prayer. I just think we need a downtime where we're able to decompress and talk about it and acknowledge what has gone on in our day. So we are releasing this on a daily basis. So we're not holding it in for 10 years and suddenly letting it all go. I think it's a daily part of our cleansing that needs to happen, is letting go of that stress at the end of our day.
Oh, I think that's so important. I know that a lot of people, and I've seen it really work well in Kathy and I's lives, need to learn how to create a ritual, if you will, at the end of their day that is intentional to step away from. You know, so often we fall asleep and we're still making lists in our mind of all the stuff we've got to make sure we take care of tomorrow, rather than creating, like I said, that kind of, evening ritual of this is how we're going to step away. We're going to actually take some time that isn't work and really be with each other. I just love to see the world do more of that, honestly. It's just so rush.
We often at night spend also a lot of time decompressing, and sometimes that decompressing is just watching TV. When it's a decompression, but it's a bit numbing. We're not consciously addressing or talking about it. So I love telling my patients to at nighttime, instead of spending more time in front of the TV, maybe go on a walk. Go for 30 minutes on a walk with your family, with your spouse, with your partner, or is it by yourself? To spend that time without that constant stimulation of TVs or computers or phones, and maybe listen to some soft, gentle music, or listen to a meditation tape or a CD or some inspirational talk as you do your night walk, and you're allowing your body to calm down and settle before bedtime. Because we often go, and we just crash. So I think we need that transition where we're able to create that space and make it a priority, because we don't often make it a priority. You often hear people say, oh, I don't have time for exercise. I don't have time for this. But that's us managing our schedule, managing our priorities, and understanding how important that is for us, because we often find the time to spend maybe 30 minutes on Facebook or 30 minutes on the computer, and suddenly the time just has gone by. But if we have intention, if we're really aware of what we need and we have commitment, I think we allow to create that space where we can find that just 15, 20, 30 minutes at that nighttime where we're able to spend time decompressing and disconnecting a little bit from the world, where we need to have also boundaries. I think many of us lack boundaries. So that's something for women, it's very important to address, that we don't often do that or allow ourselves to have that space because we are not creating emotional, healthy boundaries.
You know, I don't know if you've ever read the book, but there's an excellent book called Boundaries. And they talk about in that book about the different types of, and they refer to them literally as putting a fence up around the yard of your life, if you will. And they talk about having, like a chain link fence rather than it being a wall, so that it lets people know this is where I am. And you mm-hmm. need permission to come in here. But it isn't a matter yeah. of being so closed off from the world that nobody can see mm-hmm. us. You know, it, like I said, it isn't a giant right. wall that, you know, the mm-hmm. enemy would have to mm-hmm. throw, you know, things mm-hmm. over and climb to get to us. Mm-hmm. You know, but just simply a way mm-hmm. of telling people, hey, you know, this is mm-hmm. this is okay for me to say no to. And mm-hmm. I know that especially mm-hmm. women entrepreneurs, I actually was just having a conversation via email with somebody that's a friend of mine this morning about that whole concept of it's okay to both say no as well as to say, yeah, I'll absolutely do that. But I charge for that. You know, mm-hmm. that's what I right. do for a living, mm-hmm. and I'm worth mm-hmm. getting paid for.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'd love to see people really draw those lines more clearly.
Yeah, no, I agree. And as women entrepreneurs, we are giving, we're innovative, we're creative, we're in the doing state all the time. And we want to share that, whatever our gift is, with others. But I find that often we have to set more boundaries around the time where that is the right time to do and give. And as a health practitioner, I find I struggle with that problem myself. My passion in life is to heal patients, to help them be their best versions of themselves in terms of their health and wellness. And I keep a pretty busy schedule in my practice from Monday through Friday. And I find that often after hours, friends or family may reach out to get that advice or support in their health and wellness. And I am more than happy to share that and give that to others. But I find that I also need to create boundaries around that, because if I don't, then I'll spend 24 hours doing what I do, what I love to do. But if I don't take that step to create a healthy boundary and saying, you know, let's talk this over over the daytime, or let's make a quick appointment. Let's create a healthy space where I can serve you best. And I often tell them, I'm not in my best place to serve you right now. And this is my downtime, my place to regenerate and heal. And I'm not going to give you the best I can give you if I'm not in a regenerated state. So creating that space for us is really essential, not just for ourselves, but when we're trying to serve others. We're not at our best if we're tired, if we're run down, or we become resentful because we didn't say something, because we really didn't want to do it, but we just went ahead and did it. And so I think it's being conscious of what we can give to others as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in the end, managing anything, stress being the most important one that we put off to the side so often, it has to do with having a plan. And actually, yesterday in my mastermind group that I'm part of, we were talking, and one of the things that came out was you really need to schedule the things that are really actually the most important in your life. Mm-hmm. That's things mm-hmm. like your sleep. When are you going to mm-hmm. eat? You know, even mm-hmm. things like, and I know a lot of moms would stand up and, you know, as Lisa would say, two hands up and stand up. You know, mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. find yourself mm-hmm. going days without showers or properly taking care of your own self because you're so busy mm-hmm. giving. And what we really mm-hmm. need to do with our schedule is set those things in first. And then, mm-hmm. you know, schedule our appointments and all the other things around, mm-hmm. Like I said, our yeah. eating and our sleep time and our downtime mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. those kind of things. So I'm going to mm-hmm. encourage yeah. everybody to actually wrap your head around that a little bit while we do this commercial break and begin start thinking about what things really are the most important in your life. And then what other things do you need to schedule around those really important things? We're going to take our last break here, and then we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners, such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. As some of you know, I'm blessed to work with my amazing wife, Kathy, and together we want to help you thrive. Our website is wehelpyouthrive.com. That's what we're passionate about. That is what we do. We help you thrive in both your life and your business. We are so excited to be bringing to you Thriving Entrepreneur every week, and we want to help you thrive in every aspect of your life and business. To show you how grateful we are for you listening to our show, and more importantly, to help you on your road as a thriving entrepreneur, I have recorded chapter 1 of my book, 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business. This chapter is about finding and following your passion. I wrote it with the intent of helping you find and develop your passion so that you will share your unique brilliance with the world. You know that we are created for a purpose, and we want to help you shine. So just for listening, we are giving you the expanded audio version of Chapter 1 of 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business, to have all you do be something that you are passionate about. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio and enter your name and email address. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio to hear about all our shows and to get your free gift today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Dave, and I'm here with Dr. Judy, and we have been talking to you about your health and living a full and healthy life and how much that can impact your business. I'm hoping some of you did actually think during the commercial about what things are really the most important in your life. Judy, before any other time goes by, I really would love for you to take a couple minutes here and tell us, how could people interact with you? How could they get help from you with their health issues?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Steve. I own a wellness center in Tempe, Arizona, but I often I see patients on a one-on-one basis in my clinic, but I do work with patients out of state. So patients can get a hold of me either by going to our website, which is the name of my practice, is Vitality Natural Healthcare. So if you just Google Vitality Natural Healthcare, you can find us, or the website is vitalitynhc.com. And you can directly call our office as well to set up. I offer complimentary 15-minute appointments with all our patients that reach out to us, whether it's in person or over the phone. And I'm able to provide a quick guidance on understanding of what are the health concerns you're dealing with and how is best that I could fit and provide you with that support. And we often also in our clinic do educational, not seminars, but we can do on one-on-one teaching and coaching. And we're going to be coming up soon doing many things online and webinars and such. So even just staying on us with us on our newsletter, you can start getting our information. We do have a monthly newsletter that goes out to our clients or customers. So there's many ways to get access to some of the guidance and support I provide to my patients, but you can directly find us in our website or call our office. And I'll be happy to connect with many of you, even over the phone, to have a quick chat about your health.
That is an amazing, amazing offer. I mean, I don't think people who haven't, been familiar with you until today, Judy, really understand just how in demand and how many people actually fly you to them to help them with their health issues. But to get an opportunity to be able to talk to you for free for 15 minutes and get a handle on some of their health issues, that is just amazing. So, yeah, I would encourage all of you that if you have a question, and like she said earlier, you know, before it gets to the place where you're down and out or, you know, really under the gun, find out what you can do now to feel more vitality, more energy, more integrated in your life. That's vitalitynhc.com.
Correct. Vitalitynhc.com. Exactly. Yeah, and they can find our phone number in there, and or email us directly. We have an email address as well. You can reach out to us in our website.
Great. Well, Judy, what would be the first one or two things that you would tell pretty much anybody if they ask you on the street, what could I do to live healthier? What could a woman do to live a healthier life starting right now?
Okay. So one of the things I tell many of my women patients to start living a healthier life is actually to be aware of what goes on in not just inside their body in terms of health and nutrition, but to be aware of the beauty products they use, because many of the beauty products that we're using as women are quite toxic. And we're not aware of how this toxicity is having a huge impact in our health, in our wellness, and how this is disrupting our hormones, which is leading to a whole array of symptoms. So it's as quick, as simple as understanding what products are we using on our body as women that is setting up the wrong cascade. So I recommend them to actually look into their products. And there's a really cool website I send my patients to. It's called the Environmental Working Group. And there's a database where they can actually enter everything they use in terms of shampoos, makeup, conditioners, lotions, whatever it is, and they get a rating for how toxic that product is for their health. And I find that many patients are actually quite toxic, and just removing that, and they can do this on their own without having to see me, they can make the right changes to better support their health. So that's the first step that I would say. Be aware of what you're putting on your body, not just inside your body.
Mm. I wouldn't have thought of that one. That's awesome. What would be the next best thing that a person should do in order to really live healthy?
Okay. In order to for health and wellness to happen, I encourage my patients to move their bodies. I find that we are so sedentary in our lifestyles because we often have desk jobs or we're driving in cars and we're not moving our bodies. And the point of exercise and movement, whether it's going on a walk or doing cardio activity or running or working out in a gym or dancing or swimming, whatever activity it is, I highly encourage all my patients to move their bodies. As we move our bodies, we are actually detoxifying our system and realigning ourselves, creating better cells in our brain, better hormones. We're pumping our lymphatics. We're getting rid of all the toxins and the garbage inside of us. And we're creating flow for our joints, our tissues. And we're preventing a lot of disease when we move our body. So I find that that should be part of your daily regimen of living, is to move your body.
You know, that's such a great tip, and something that I don't think most of us who work behind a desk on a daily basis really realize how long we sit in one position. Anthony, our coach, challenged us that we should be getting up like every 15 minutes and moving at least a little bit. That was a huge challenge for me. I had no idea, you know, and I'd look at the clock, you know, and an hour's had gone by, and it'd be like, oh, well, I guess I didn't do that, did I? You know, just as simple as moving. I didn't realize that it did that much to your body on a health basis when you're actually up and moving.
And it's not often, we often associate exercise and movement with the need to release weight or have weight loss, but it is more than that. The reason we need to move our bodies is because as we are sitting, we become congested. Everything just sits in our tissues and our joints and our systems. And as we move, it's like getting the wheels running and cleansing. It's a constant regeneration. It's like a river flowing. If the river becomes stagnant, we have accumulation of bacteria and mold, and the river is going to be dirty. It's not going to be flowing. And that's the same in our bodies. Think of it, of what's happening inside of you. You want to be in a constant state of flow. Of course, we're going to be sedentary and sitting, but we need to take breaks where we're constantly moving, stretching, realigning. We often have such chronic conditions of health problems because of the lack of movement. So that, and I'm glad that you and Kathy are actively engaging and thinking about this, because this adding movement to your life and stretching makes quite a big difference for everyone at any age. And anybody can still do that regardless of their age. It's just accommodating to what's best for their body type at that point.
Well, Judy, I appreciate so much you taking so much of your valuable time today to meet with us here on the air and share so much impactful information for people. I would encourage the listeners to listen to it over and over again and really challenge yourself to take on those stresses and deal with them. You know, not just put it off until tomorrow, but really take your health seriously. So, Judy, thank you so much for taking the time for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Steve. It's been such a pleasure and an honor to be in your show, and I hope I was able to provide you and your listeners with some guidance and information that you might have not thought of, and maybe sparked a little thought or energy within you that says, I must take care of myself, I must make myself a priority, and engage in a path of health and wellness to be the best version of yourself so you can serve your world in the best way possible. So thank you for your time as well, and it's been a true honor. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you so much, Judy. I mean, it just ties in so perfectly, because I'm always telling you guys, you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. Now, think about it. If you aren't in your best health, if you're down sick, if you're in bed, if you're dealing with the disease, you're not going to be able to share the you that the world needs. So I encourage you to take your health seriously. Next week, I hadn't intended for April to be Health and Wellness Month, but it's kind of turning out that way. Next week, we have a special guest, two ladies actually, that deal specifically with breast cancer awareness and helping people who have been diagnosed with breast cancer. They're from an organization called Breast Friends here in Portland. So I encourage you to listen to us next week, or if it's already gone by and already recorded, then listen to the next episode too. And in everything you do, I encourage you to take on the mindset of being a thriving entrepreneur. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. As some of you know, I'm blessed to work with my amazing wife, Kathy, and together we want to help you thrive. Our website is wehelpyouthrive.com. That's what we're passionate about. That is what we do. We help you thrive in both your life and your business. We are so excited to be bringing to you Thriving Entrepreneur every week, and we want to help you thrive in every aspect of your life and business. To show you how grateful we are for you listening to our show, and more importantly, to help you on your road as a thriving entrepreneur, I have recorded chapter one of my book, 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business. This chapter is about finding and following your passion. I wrote it with the intent of helping you find and develop your passion so that you will share your unique brilliance with the world. You know that we are created for a purpose, and we want to help you shine. So just for listening, we are giving you the expanded audio version of Chapter 1 of 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business, to have all you do be something that you are passionate about. All you need to do is go to WeHelp. youthrive.com/radio and enter your name and email address. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio to hear about all our shows and to get your free gift today.